normal pregnancy.
It's March and after like and we feel
yes. I'm like, oh my gosh.
One, two, three, four. That's a four. Yeah, there's seven trees, so I'm by four is going
to that's
long. I guess it was
calling to order the RTEC meeting, Iron County Rural Planning Organization meeting. It's 1:04 p.m. on March 4th. Welcome. Thank you for being here. We're always grateful for our forums. We just need an approval on the minutes for January 7th of 2026.
It's okay. January 2026. Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, that motion carries. We'll move to elect a chair and vice chair. This is an action item. I think it happens every 2 years. A nomination for a chair, nomination for a vice chair, and then we'll vote on that and move on.
Who's vice chair right now?
Mayor Calloway.
Sounds great. Why don't we do it?
Perfect. I'm motion to leave it the way it is.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that motion carries. We'll move to the Transportation Expo updates, and we have Nate Weidberg here to do that for us.
Yeah, so we just barely wrapped up the Transportation Expo a few months ago. Actually, it's been longer than that now, October. We're looking at the third Thursday in September in the same venue. So we're going to bump it up a little earlier this year. That's at least what the advisory committee discussed, and then we'd all love your blessing on that. We're going to change. We would like to change the times to be a little earlier, something like noon to five rather than 3 to 7. Attendance really tapered off at the after 5 o'clock.
I didn't stay after 5 o'clock, but my only thought is people that work, if we would want a window for those people, if we did a better job advertising, because I think for working people, they're like, I can't even get there. So this is tough. So what do you all think? Do you like the hours of bringing it way to noon to five, or do you want to do maybe 1 to 6?
I think that's a great supplier because public officials that do things during the day and people can't even have an opportunity to participate. So I agree with that.
So you like 1 to 6, or you think that ropes it in enough, Nate, for, and then people have an hour to stop by. And obviously, if there are people there, we won't just wrap up and leave. Anyone else have any input on that? So do we need to vote on that, or is this just an update?
No, it's just an update. Wanted to see if there's, it's not an official business item, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think it was great. I think it was really a great thing. It's just we didn't have the attendance we'd hoped for, but I think we'll do better this time. That's an experience.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. UDOT updates by Chris Hall.
I couldn't get working. All right, so I just want to go over some of our project updates to make sure you're aware of some of the projects going on in Iron County. I think the big update is just with South Cedar, the design is moving forward. There's an additional southbound passing lane right there near the county line on I-15 that is scheduled for about this month to be 90% complete. So that will be, the design will be complete. I'm not sure the date on when we're going to advertise or start the work on that project, but it may be late this summer or next year. I'll have to follow up with the next meeting for that update. And I think those are the biggest ones that most people are interested in. Does anybody have any questions about any other UDOT projects? I think last meeting I went over all of them, but if you want any other updates, I could provide them, but I don't want to waste everybody's time going over stuff that may not be of interest to everybody. Any questions on any other UDOT projects?
I know we have some city managers in the audience that their mayors aren't here. Do any of the city managers have any questions or updates for that they want to ask you about?
And I was going to provide an update on the South Parowan interchange update that we presented to Parowan, but the link to the story map isn't working because we're having issues with our GIS system right now. We have to reprogram some stuff. So next month I'll present that, or not next month, but next meeting I'll present that. And our study for the kind of the north end of Cedar and Enoch connectivity will hopefully be done by then, and I can present that too to kind of give you an update of what we're looking at between those two different studies that we should be wrapping up.
Okay, so it'll just be included in your update. We don't
Yeah, I'll just include in my update next meeting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so local transportation project studies and updates by the mayors and commissioners. We can start with Mayor Allred. Mayor Rushton?
I don't necessarily have anything. I know that we're getting ready to start the Old Highway 91. When is that? May, I think. But that's all I have.
Okay. Do you want to come up, Dan?
Just one quick one with my Doritos in hand. We have an estimated start date of April 20th for the Parowan Main Street Bridge project. We haven't seen the official schedule, but that's what the contractor is saying, and it has to be completed by the end of this year. So we're finally going to get our bridge built, and Ames Construction is doing that. So.
Anyone else see balloons and confetti? I didn't know if you were going to say the date. That's why I called you up.
A lot of pomp and circumstance for a little tiny bridge that's very complex, and it's...
I remember when I first got elected, it was like, do not mess up the bridge. And then I found out how messed up the bridge was, because it was going to be on 100 and we were underfunded, and it was impossible because Chris had to explain to me all the things that were wrong and that we didn't have figured out. And even our road classifications were wrong. We didn't have funding for our transitions, nothing. And we pulled it all back together. So thank you, Chris, and everybody else who's helped us with that. Because now we are going to have a bridge, and it's going to be a better bridge. That makes a lot more sense. All right, so that's Parowan. What about Cedar?
Yep, again, really tough streets.
So we'll just bring up one item. We submitted a funding application through the Joint Highway Committee for the extension of Providence Center Drive down on the south end of town. Where it currently dead ends around to South Mountain Drive, it'll help provide a good alternative route for people to get around town there without just having to go through the neighborhoods, which is all you can do right now. And so the selection meeting that was held for that on the Small Urban Program was just a few weeks ago. Our project ranked high enough that it appears to be funded. It's nothing's official until that goes through the full committee and the Transportation Commission, but it appears it will be getting those funds.
So is it going to follow the sewer line?
More or less, yes. Yeah.
That's great. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anyone else here? Brett?
Yeah, just real quick, we're out to bid on our I guess it's more in the transit bucket than the transportation bucket, but I think it was on one of y'all's lists there, so I'm going to count it. We're out to bid right now for some shuttle stops. As a matter of fact, after this meeting, I got to go back up and hit a pre-bid meeting on it. And so this can be three different shuttle stops with crosswalks associated with them in the core of Bryan Head, so that should make it more multimodal friendly, I guess, in Bryan Head Town. If anybody knows any potential bidders who might be good at that type of project, it's a little bit of an odd duck project, but any contractors might be interested in this sort of project, be sure to send them our way. Thanks.
Thank you. And then have the pine cone on and everything.
Sorry?
The pine cone.
There will be a pine cone.
Okay, anyone else here?
Commissioner Cousins contacted me this morning and apologized for not being able to attend. So I'll just speak to a couple of things that Iron County has. So Sunrise was selected as the engineering group to oversee Iron Springs Roads. What do they call it, Chris?
Construction.
Yeah. Right. Construction Engineering Management Team. And they're the same ones that are going to do the high T, so it'll be a smooth transition. Last time we reported that the got the SS4A monies, the grant. I've been waiting. Yesterday I received further information. Actually, it was this morning. I haven't even opened all the emails, but those will be the commitments and the contracts to be signed with the Federal Highway Administration. So they awarded us 6 weeks ago. We get the documents. It's just the way things work. But we look forward to implementing those Safe Streets for All monies.
Great. Thank you. All right. As far as Safe Streets for All, is that pretty much wrapped up with that then, or is there anything else outstanding? Because we've got two new mayors that probably don't know a lot about.
I apologize because we got a demonstration. It's really interesting. So the first was a demonstration and design grant, which we utilized to show where improvements could be made. And we applied again for the same thing. It's called a demonstration and planning grant. But this time, we now get to do the demonstration because we already did the planning. And it's just the way the process works. So we have the plan. Now it's time to start demonstrating and those will be actual, I don't want to misspeak. Because there's implementation grants too, which are different. And for those that don't know, an implementation grant is a lot harder to get. It's a lot higher value. They award them to all 50 states and they awarded 35. So you can imagine how competitive they are. So what we applied for was this demonstration grant, which is a lot easier to obtain. But the demonstrations have to be things that are not permanent. And that can be signage, that can be striping, that can be those kind of things, but they're not considered structurally permanent. So those will be the things we're doing. Are there any questions? Mayor, I see you.
Yeah, it just sounds, from previous meetings, it sounded like that's going to be starting soon. Is that correct? You're going to actually be...
Once we have the contract signed, and we asked if we could, in the previous meetings, we would like to just, if you don't know, I'm the only engineer in the office, and so it would make sense for us to hire a consultant to manage those monies and see that the projects are done, and that's what I've requested us to do. So we'll have Kim Lee Horn on board to do that. They know all about the design grant because they're the ones that led that spearhead. So as soon as we have that signed and we can move forward with Kim Lee Horn, that action will all happen this year.
Awesome.
And it'll be spread throughout the county. Is that correct?
That's right. If everyone that wanted a parson apiece put in their ideas for what they saw would be beneficial. And again, it's the public itself probably won't notice so much. For example, we're going to do some restriping. Typically, restriping on a roadway is 4 inches. We're doing 6-inch restripe, and that 6-inch restripe will help with lane departures. Some of it will be on UDOT roads. We've coordinated with UDOT where there's a lot of lane departure from here to Newcastle. So we want to make sure 56. We don't have extended. Pavement. Normally a road would have 4 feet of shoulder, but we don't have 4 feet of shoulder. So using a 6-inch paint, and that might sound like it's not a heck of a lot, but with modern cars the way they are, we've all driven them, they beep and they rattle at us if we start to cross that white line because they notice it. Well, that's where it improves, that kind of thing.
Rich?
Yes. When we were originally talking about that, you were saying you guys were going to apply for that to the lane and striping and stuff, and were any of the cities interested, we were going to do all Hyrum anyway. And I remember saying, yeah, we'd like you to do it in Parowan on the Parowan portions as well. Did that end up getting in the grant? Do we have some financial contribution that we need to?
Well, we included, and we'll talk about the breakdown, because we all have a cost share with that. It's not a big percentage, but we did. We included everything from the Summit exit to the North Parowan exit. So it'll at least cover through to Parowan. I don't know how much you want done on Main Street in particular, but yes, so it's all in there.
Keep us in the loop.
Absolutely. We're looking for your checkbook, right? We're always looking for
bus. Yeah.
But it is a portion of a cost share of these projects.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Are there any other discussion items? Anyone here present? Do you want to come up?
We have this bake sale, Rich.
So I talked to Mayor Haldeman before the meeting. I don't know whether this fits in now or later, but it's infrastructure, and so it probably does now. I was on a call early this morning with the state discussing FEMA reimbursement for infrastructure damage as to any natural disaster. We had, as a state and as counties, we had trouble meeting the former FEMA benchmarks as far as being able to declare a disaster and receive funding. FEMA has now quadrupled those. So the likelihood that unless the big earthquake hits, we're never going to be able to file for federal reimbursement for any infrastructure damage. And the state made it clear that they have a very limited funds. So I asked them directly, are you suggesting that I talk to my municipalities and my county commissioners and tell them that from now on, we're on our own, municipalities are on their own to repair infrastructure damage, and the county is as well. And they said that would be our recommendation. So just to let you know that that's one more rainy day fund that we probably need to start looking at.
No one's coming to save us.
Nobody's coming to save us.
All right. Thank you. All right. Anyone else? Okay.
Thank you. Just since we have some new mayors here, our bylaws for the RTEC allow the elected officials, if they can't come, to send somebody in their place. So, like, if you, for some odd reason, couldn't come because you were at legislature or something like that, you could send Dan, and then we could get our minutes approved and stuff like that. It helps maintain the quorum.
Is that something we need to approve, like submit prior to the meeting, or just
our bylaws don't specify, so we've been allowing to just send them and let me know when they get here. So
we do like the mayors here.
Yes.
So don't just never come, because sometimes, often we need to do really important things, and it's better if you're here. It's just if you can't be here for some reason.
Yes.
We don't like make a permanent assignment.
Okay. Thanks for talking to you, Tom.
Thanks for saying that, Mayor Holkerman.
Yeah, been fired yet.
Then another quick one. Next week, I'm going to be sending out the current corridor preservation priority list. It's the one that this body and the COG approve. I'm going to send it out to you and your city manager or public works director next week. And that'll allow you all time to review it before our next meeting where it needs to be approved. And we're only allowed to approve that once a year. So I want to make sure you have time to look at it.
And it's important. I mean, the corridor preservation funds help us a lot, and that this is the body that approves those. They help our cities a lot. So I know for Parowan, that one helped us a lot this past year, so thank you for that. All right, if there is nothing else, we're just basically going to say the next meeting's on May 6th, and that's going to be at Iron County. So is that going to be at the courthouse building?
It's usually where we have Parowan.
Okay. All right. So just a motion to adjourn this meeting.
To adjourn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.